Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do one hadith, beautiful hadith, wherein the poor of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the advantage that the rich have. Now, when we listen to this hadith, we listen to the translation of the hadith, then we should appreciate and understand that look at the mindset of even the poor of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't come to complain that the rich have got more comfortable beds to sleep on, the rich have got better houses, got better transport, got better clothing, got more wealth. They didn't come to complain about the wealth of the rich, the wealth in itself and the luxuries of this world and the enjoyment of the world. And know that they have this mindset also of toying and of striking and of burning tires. This wasn't their mindset. But they came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the specific advantage that the rich have. And this shows also what desire that Sahaba had, is how we can maximize as far as our akhirat is concerned to such an extent that even the complaint of the poor is how they don't have that advantage to maximize akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us also that mindset. Everything is about akhirat. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن فقراء المهاجرين أتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ولهم فضل من أموال يحجون ويعتمرون ويجاهدون ويتصدقون فقال ألا أعلمكم شيئا تدركون به من سبقكم وتسبقون من بعدكم ولا يكون أحد أفضل منكم إلا من صنع مثل ما صنعتم قالوا بلى يا رسول الله قال تسبحون وتحمدون وتكبرون خلف كل صلاة 33 قال أبو صالح الراوي عن أبي هريرة لما سئل عن كيفية ذكرهن قال يقول سبحان الله والحمد لله والله أكبر حتى يكون منهن كلهن 33 متفق عليه وزاد مسلم في روايته فرجع فقراء المهاجرين إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سمع إخواننا أهل الأموال بما فعلنا ففعلوا مثله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that the poor muhajirin are those people that made hijrat from Makkatul Mukarrama and they had come to Madinatul Munawwara. They left everything that they owned behind except for a few things that they carried with them, and they came and settled in Madinatul Munawwara. So the poor muhajirin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that the wealthy people have attained high ranks and eternal bounties. Now look at their complaining that the wealthy people, they have appropriate high ranks and eternal bounties in akhirat. Not complaining about the dunya, but complaining that they got an advantage as far as the akhirat is concerned. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how is that? They said, they perform salah as we perform salah. They fast as we fast. They have extra wealth with which they perform hajj, umrah. They wage jihad and give in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not teach you something by which you can reach those who went ahead of you and outshine those that will come after you? Such a powerful dhikr Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Very, very powerful, also very easy. And what's the benefit of this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, should I not teach you of something by which you can reach those who went ahead of you and outshine those that will come after you, and none will be better than you except the one who does the same as you do. None can be better than you except the one who does the same as you do. They replied, please do, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 33 times after every salah. 33 times after every salah. We'll explain this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should glorify Allah. Say Subhanallah, praise Allah, say Alhamdulillah, and express the greatness of Allah Ta'ala by saying Allahu Akbar 33 times after every salah. The question might come to our mind that why do we read Allahu Akbar 34 times? Because of other riwayat that explain that Allahu Akbar should be read 34 times. By reading it 34 times, we're already covering what this hadith is telling us to do, to read it 33 times. Now in Muslim Sharif, an addition to this comes, so Muslim adds, Imam Muslim, Rahmatullah Ali, adds in his narration that these poor muhajirun then returned. So they got very happy now, we got something that we can get more rewards than even those rich people. So they went away. After some time they returned, the poor muhajirun, they returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, our wealthy brothers heard of what we were doing and they are doing the same. Look at the rivalry of Sahaba, not trying to outperform each other as far as wealth is concerned, outperform each other as far as dunya is concerned. That rivalry was for akhirat, and this rivalry is a good rivalry. So they came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our wealthy brothers heard of what we were doing and they are doing the same. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْرُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just gave a principled answer. One principal answer which covers everything, that is the bounty of Allah Ta'ala which He gives to whoever He wills. Otherwise that discussion can continue and continue and continue. That is the will of Allah Ta'ala, who He wants to give, how He gives, that is the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One other point that is taken out from here is that in this first narration that we did, which is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Abu Salih was a narrator of the hadith. And when he was asked, this narrator was asked, Abu Salih, what is the manner that one should say these words? So he replied, Abu Salih replied, that a person should say it, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. In other words, read all three, 33 times. Don't break it up, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. However, why we are told that we should read it, Subhanallah, is because most of the ulama, they explain that this is how it should be read. Subhanallah 33 times, then Alhamdulillah 33 times, then Allahu Akbar. This riwayat is saying 33 times, other riwayat say 34 times. Therefore we are encouraged to read Allahu Akbar 34 times. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See the beauty of our deen, how much encouragement we got to make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and how much we can obtain by making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes people just trivialize it. These are just words. We are humming words, taking a tasbih and making dhikr. They don't have effect. But look at what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us. Such great rewards for something that is so simple. And yet you find that after, very often after the Fajr Salah or after the Asr Salah, when we got time to make this tasbihat, this time is given for tasbihat, people just walk out. They walk out, not even giving it any consideration. But look at the great reward for this tasbihat. Therefore we should never ever walk out like that. We should sit, read it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is promising so many rewards and we can get it so easily. And the other salah, as I explained, after, preferably after our sunnat and mu'akkada salah, then we can make these askar. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.